Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, Filling My Nets.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now he was standing one day by the lake of Gennesaret, with a crowd pressing around him listening to the word of God, when he caught sight of two boats close to the bank. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, it was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and pay out your nets for a catch." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all night long and caught nothing. But if you say so, I will pay out the nets." And when they had done this, they netted such a large number of fish that their nets began to tear. So they signaled to their companions on the other boat to come and help them. When these came, they filled the two boats to sinking point. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus, saying, "Leave me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were completely overcome by the catch that they had made. So also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were Simon's partners. But Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, it is men you will catch." Then bringing their boats back to land, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of our Lord. I have always loved Simon Peter. He's always seemed to me the perfect example of an ordinary human with his many flaws, but also with his good traits, his enthusiasm, his ability to have great love and great faith in those he loved, especially his faith in our Lord Jesus. Today especially, we see example of this faith. He had labored all night fishing when Jesus appeared and climbed into his boat. Simon Peter was already washing his net, probably ready to go home after a long night of work and take a well-deserved sleep. But our Lord asked Simon Peter to take him out a little ways so he could address the whole crowd, and Simon did. And after teaching, our Lord turns to him and says, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Some Bible translations say for a drought, and I wondered what that was, so I looked it up. And the definition of drought can mean a heavy load or the depth of the ship below water. Jesus could have very well been doing a play on words, wondering if Simon would get the hint that if he lowered his nets the depth of the ship, he would get a heavy load. Maybe. But even then, Simon Peter wasn't quite sure of Jesus. In this Gospel of Luke, this is where he first meets Jesus. Simon Peter still has faith, despite his doubts. And yet he has to speak up and say, "Yeah, Lord, I've been fishing all night and nothing's been caught, but okay, I'll do it. Just don't be surprised if nothing comes up in the next." But the important thing is that he still follows our Lord's command and puts his net over the side. And his faith is rewarded. His net is filled to overflowing and breaking with fish. This is another reason I love Peter so much. He reminds me of me. Sometimes I feel like Peter. I've been laboring all night. My strength is almost gone. Just when one problem is resolved, another one happens. I just seem so tired of the struggle sometimes. Our 10-year-old car breaks down again, and we've already put more money into it than it's worth, so we buy a new car. Yay! Then we find out the insurance rates have doubled because we live in Arizona, where supposedly we are bad drivers. Now, how can we afford insurance and car payments? We go on vacation. Yay! Then my husband gets out of breath at the Shakespeare Festival, and the ER says his lungs are full of emboli, small blood clots. Money for high-cost medicine to clear the clots. I know there are more joys than sorrows, though. Somehow we will tighten our financial belts and shop for new insurance, and my husband didn't have a stroke. They caught the clots in time. But sometimes I feel like Peter, fishing all night and getting nothing. So tired, fighting life's daily battles. I wish I was like Peter in more ways. His faith is so strong. He has his doubts, but he listens to the Lord, and his net overflows. First, Simon Peter acknowledged his sinfulness, though. He realized that in the back of his mind, he had doubted Jesus, maybe just a little, and another human trait. But Peter pushed through his doubt and believed and did as the Lord had asked, something I need to do as well, acknowledge my doubts of faith, ask forgiveness, and move forward. I know that if my faith is stronger, I wouldn't feel so overwhelmed. I would know that the Lord is always there to help hold me up and refresh me and fill my nets again and again. My problems are so small compared to the rest of the world. Our brothers and sisters in the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, the extreme weather changes, pushing people out of homes all across the United States, outright hatred and hostility fueled by politics and government policies around the world. It's easy to get overwhelmed, to lose sight of the good news. But that is why our Lord gave us the Gospels, to remind us that he will be with us always. We only have to look to the man in the boat next to us. Yes, Jesus got into the boat with Peter. He wasn't miles away. He was right there. And Peter looked into his eyes and saw and believed and had faith. Dear Lord, please give me the ability to grow so close to you that I too can look into your eyes and have the faith of Simon Peter. To know that even when my labors seem too much, when I am tired and empty, to know that you are in the boat with me and that you will fill my nets again and again.